the difference between comfort eating at night and recovery eating at night. I think this could be a mental game changer for some of you. So first, let's talk about comfort eating. Comfort eating is where you are ending your day. You probably spent your day really busy. And you probably also were pushing yourself in a way that was super uncomfortable. Now, for some of us, pushing yourself uncomfortably can be where you're challenging yourself to do something new, getting out of your comfort zone, and stuff like that. Now, that's fine. And along with that, it's always going to come doubt and, you know, you're like worrying, can I do it? Things like that. But most of us, what we're doing is we're pushing ourselves all day long and we're doing it in a frantic state. We're saying things like, I have to do this. If I don't, here are all the terrible things that are going to happen. So when we get home at night, here's what typically happens. We decompress. The moment that all the busy is over. So let's say this could be your overeating window that happens at 4 p.m. Let's say you're a teacher. You come home and between 4 and 6, you know, it's just a little bit quieter. You're not quite ready to start dinner yet. You're also not quite at the point where you are doing homework or cleaning up or doing like mom duties that most of us have. Some of us, it happens at 8 o'clock. The moment we get home, we are having to cook. We are having to do all the things. We have a limited window of time to get everything done that we need to. And then once the house gets quiet, we decompress. Now, what I notice is that a lot of us are turning to food because of a few things. Number one, we're just not really aware of the type of energy we're pushing ourselves all day with. You know, if you're pushing yourself with energy that is like, I am meant to do this, like, I'm going to leave it all on the table today. That's one level of exhaustion. That's exhaustion from doing, like meeting not only your capabilities, but exceeding them. But then some of us are exhausted at the end of the day because we forced ourselves. We worried about what people thought. We said yes to things that we really wanted to say no to for fear of disappointing someone or looking bad. And then we're just disappointing ourselves that, you know, we don't get to the things that we want to do. So that level is very different. So there's emotional exhaustion from pressure and beatdowns and the way that we internalize everything. And then there is the pressure of I'm up for the challenge. I want to see what I'm made of. So most of us at night, we are going to comfort eat when we need comfort. If we have spent the day worrying, hustling, people pleasing, ignoring our own basic needs, like I didn't have time to eat, the kids needed me to run them places. When you're doing all of that, ignoring your basic human needs, ignoring your own, like not even giving yourself any kind of high fives through the day, like giving yourself a break to be like, you are killing it today. Even though you may not want to be doing this work, you are out, like you are doing a great job. So we need comfort. And one of the things that I want to suggest is to stop thinking, I need to comfort eat tonight. What I do need to do though, is I need to look at my day and I need to recover from it. What does recovery look like? I think comforting yourself at night looks very different than recovering. I think what we need to do more of is flip the script, which is I need to figure out how to do small 10-second, 1-minute blips of comforting all day long, whether that's internal high fives, shooting a text. Like I shoot text to Jane all the time and say like, girl, I just got this done. Yay me. Like whatever it takes. Maybe it's you're stressed out that you go to the bathroom. You sit on the potty for 2 minutes. Whatever it is, like, can we figure out how to stop postponing comfort to the evening to where our brain is only going to ask for food? That's what we've trained it to do. That's what it's going to want to do. So figuring out how do we comfort through the day and then asking ourselves at night, when I normally eat, what would recovery look like for the day? How would I recover from today? How does that look different? Recovering won't look like eating. It will look like different things. It might be going to bed earlier. It may be leaving dishes to do in the morning when you've had a good night's sleep. It might be stretching. It could be a thousand things. But I want you to be thinking about, how can I start doing more of the comforting during the day and more recovering at night?